This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Friday. What's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips here. MP on the mic is the program. We got it all. We got Parney. We got Marlon. We got Megan's here. Hazel swinging by. All the good things. Whole crew's here doing the Friday show. Won't be here next week. That's planned. So we'll play Best of MP on the mic next week. Here's what I always said back when I was at the newspaper. Lay low in the summer when you can, because when it's time to sprint, we got to be sprinting. Which brings me to my second point, which is the final three segments today, 11:15 to noon. We're going to play some of our favorite moments for the week. My kids over at UR soccer camp, it's raining over there, so they're going to be done early.
That's what I was wondering.
So I'm going to go pick her up, take her to lunch.
Aww.
Yeah, and do things like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you out there. Do things like that. Check out early when you can. Because we're going to have Fridays where we're talking about big football games soon. And we're not going to cheat you on those days. And when we come back from vacation, we're going to the Squirrels Golf Tournament.
Yep.
We're going to Blacksburg. We're going to Ashburn. Howard Dean, presidential candidate. We're going to Iowa.
Woo! Oh, my gosh.
Remember when that was a gaffe? I don't know if his campaign can bounce back from that. He said Iowa really excitedly. Then he yelled. Oh, the good old days of gaffes. Yeah. It's wouldn't make a dent anymore. But we'll come back ready to sprint, ready to roll, ready to get after it. I want to talk baseball in today's program. Of course, Paul Skenes, best thing to happen to baseball in a long time. You got total package here, right? He's the Travis Kelce of baseball. He's a great personality. He's dominant. He's dating somebody famous. Checks all the boxes right there. Livy Dunn, the gymnast / TikTok star, is his girlfriend. He's with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Threw a no-hitter through seven innings last night, and then they didn't bring him out for the eighth. They said, that's it. That's a good night's work. Go get him, buddy. Second time this season they've pulled Paul Skenes.
Really?
In the middle of a no-hitter. We'll talk about the state of baseball. Mets sweep the Nats, and the Rays come back to beat the Yankees. We'll set the table for a big soccer weekend as well. But let's start with football. I'll get to Jaden Daniels in a second. He won an ESPY last night as the best men's collegiate athlete. I think people sleep on how good he was at LSU because that wasn't a team that was in the playoff conversation for most of the year, right? Georgia and Alabama had all that juice. Jaden Daniels was really good against really good teams often, and Joe Burrow had that kind of year at LSU and was the consensus number one pick overall, but he won the Natty, and I think that's the difference, right? Michael Penix ends up in the Natty, gets the buzz. Jaden Daniels kind of missed that Natty buzz that Joe Burrow got. I think there's a lot of similarities there. Guys who thrived in high pressure, maybe more pro-style environments, the way they train them down at LSU, and now are headed to the NFL, and I think will have immediate success, though I've always been careful to define. I don't think that means team success for the Commanders this season. And of course, we'll talk about the Commanders name controversy, which enters day one zillion of people yelling, bring back the old name. People yelling, the Commanders name is stupid. We'll broker peace in the Middle East later in today's show. Now we'll just yell about it a bit, then we'll move on. Virginia Tech in college football unveiled some new uniforms this morning. I like them. You remember my gold pants take earlier in the week. The Commanders are bringing back gold pants, a nod to the Redskins era. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't care. Stop talking about pants. Just win. I do care. I do care about pants. Not as much as Parney does, and we'll talk pants with Parney, but the pants matter. The uniforms matter. These things, you know, this is how we identify with the team and watch them. And you look at the success the University of Oregon had for so many years with cool uniforms and the Nike swag and all that, and everybody does that now. These things do matter, and this is, you know, we spend hours of our lives watching these guys, and they might as well look cool. I'm for that. Speaking of looking cool, EA Sports NCAA football video game is back, comes out next weekend. Arch Manning, he is Peyton's nephew, Eli's nephew, Cooper's kid. Cooper is the one Manning brother who didn't play pro football. He got injured late in high school, where he was Peyton's quarterback. He threw the ball to Peyton, but an injury kept him from playing in college and later in the pros. His son, Arch, is endorsing the EA video game, reported $50,000 to be the spokesperson. Here's the commercial. It's him talking to Eli. It's freaky how much this dude sounds like a Manning.
All right, here we go. Let's go Gun Far, Simmon Right Nasty, Z Riz, F Whirly Bird, Alert Scarecrow. All right, use a little cadence here. All right, you ready?
Are you sure about this?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the best way to focus on football, right? So get your eyes on the safety. Be vocal out there.
Yes, coach. I mean, Uncle E.
It's better.
Green 18. Green 18. Omaha. So hunt.
Ready.
All right, there he is. There he is. Now.
Boom.
Touchdown. Now that's why you're in the game.
EA Sports. I'm in the game.
That's Arch Manning right there, the latest Manning, who is not starting at Texas this year. I'm excited to follow that story throughout the year. The famously rational Texas football fans, I say with tongue firmly in cheek. They're crazy. And they've got a quarterback, Quinn Ewers, who's very good. And they've got a backup quarterback who is Peyton Manning's nephew. Every time that poor kid throws an incompletion, I'm talking about Quinn Ewers, the fans are going to demand Arch Manning in the game. That is a coaching tight wire act right there. And of course, Texas joining the SEC this year as well. Three players in the state named to the top 100 in the EA Sports rankings for this year. Old Dominion linebacker Jason Henderson is the top ranked state player, number 50 overall in the EA player rankings. So when you fire up the game, the Monarchs have the best player in the state, Jason Henderson, the linebacker. Tech cornerback Dorian Strong is the 66th ranked player. UVA safety Jonas Sanker in at 92. With JMU, it's more of they kind of lost everybody from that team. That's a full rebuild up there in Harrisonburg. And I'm still buying long-term stock in the Dukes. But the short-term, they don't have anybody who would jump out. You say needs to get a big rating. But the ODU needs to be an eye-opener for the Tech fans, right? We talk about the revenge tour this year, playing Marshall, playing Rutgers, opening against Vandy. It's that ODU game in Norfolk. That's the scary one. That's the scary one. Take the bus across the state. Take on a really an improved ODU team that's had their number down there the past few years. I'm fired up for that game already. See if Brent Pry's crew can make some noise, because I think 4-0 is in sight, not a given, but in sight. UVA football news, Sackett Wood Jr. got a waiver to be a tight end this coming season. He'll get to play again. I say that because Sackett Wood is a great football name. He's a tight end, so he won't get any sacks. Great football name, though. I want to talk college basketball later in the program as well, because all of the top 150 transfers have landed where they're going to land. We'll break down which conference is won and which conference is lost. It's not a stunner, though, when we get there. Big Friday program. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. We've got a baseball situation where we've got a young transcendent star, throws seven no-hit innings, did not have the opportunity, though, to finish that no-hitter. We'll dive into that. Three state college football players on the top 100 list going into the upcoming season. We'll tell you who they are, and we'll wrap up college basketball transfer portal season before we take the week off next week, where we won't be here next week. Best of MP on the mic during that time. We're back in a week, though, and it's ACC kickoff the day we get back. It's training camp. And, of course, the Squirrels wind down their second half of the season. They're on a four-game heater, and we have an exciting announcement around that. So let's waste no time here. Let's bring on our guy, Parney. It's time for a little Parney time. Todd Parnell, Richmond Flying Squirrels. What's up, dude?
What time is it, MP? What time is it?
I believe it's Parney time.
Parney time, baby. It's Parney time. Hopefully you can hear me all right. I've been driving around on conference calls because I can't get good reception at my house right now. So I'm in the parking lot of the local Catholic church. So the Lord will bless this conversation.
All right, that's fantastic. We've done Parney time from a number of places. Never from inside
a Catholic church.
Never a Catholic church. We'll take Parney to confessional later. We'll absolve him by the end of the segment.
MP, that might take a while.
Parney time. Look, Parney time, the podcast, we'll talk about it in a second, but I want to talk about MP on the mic right now because on Monday, August 5th, the announcement is we're taking the show live to the Have Fun Go Putt golf tournament out at Hunting Hawk, which I am super pumped about. Why don't you tell everybody about that event and the great work y'all do at Flying Squirrels Charities?
Yeah, really pumped about Flying Squirrels Charities and all the different things that we're doing in a bunch of different silos. Megan Engstadt's doing a great job, as always, on the mic during the games, but also in the community every single day. So shout out to Megs for the work she done. But the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament will be August the 5th. The staff's done a really good job. We're almost sold out of foursomes, so if anyone out there wants to participate in Have Fun Go Putt, but we're really, really excited to have you going live from the golf tournament on August the 5th. Have Fun Go Putt. Parney Time is going to be there as well, and we're sponsoring the putting green. So all of you that are having trouble with your putts, don't come to me because I had 41 putts in my round of golf with Joe T on Tuesday. So that's not good, but we'll be there at the putting green and really excited about what this event's going to do to raise funds for Flying Squirrels Charities. The thing about the Squirrels is we're not just an in-season organization. We're 365 days a year through Flying Squirrels Charities. This fundraiser is a huge part of our scholarship program, a huge part of all the things we do with local youth leagues, all the things we do with everyone throughout the organization. This weekend we're having our, starting tonight, Richmond 34. That's part of the diversity inclusion aspect of Flying Squirrels Charities. So this golf tournament on August the 5th, really, really, really important. So please contact myself or Megan or Ben Terry or anyone at the Squirrels if you want to be included in the golf tournament, because I'm pretty sure Megan is only two or three foursomes away from selling it out. So it's been very well received over the course of the last 2 weeks. But, of course, having MP there live to do his show is going to be a star-studded event.
It's going to be a star-studded event. You take care of people, too, if people are thinking, I play golf all the time. Not like this. Y'all take care of your people out at the Squirrels Golf Tournament. I know that.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. They have a lot of things planned. We have a distraction hole during this tournament where our grounds crew and operations department literally tries to distract you when you're teeing off on a certain hole. I've been to a bunch of golf tournaments, never saw that before. It's a lot of fun, and of course, everybody out there at the club is going to make sure that they take care of you with food and beverage and so forth. I know Ben Terry and Jamie Gordon and others are working really hard on a lot of prizes and goodie bags. There'll be some Squirrels players there. I'm sure that, I don't think Pelf golfs, but we'll try to get Pelf out there just to be hanging out with us for a little bit. And of course, Dennis Pelfrey doing a great job. As you said, the Squirrels are a little bit of a heater right now with Harrisburg in town. and we'll get back at it at the Diamond again. Hopefully this rain will clear out at 6:35 tonight with Richmond 34 weekend starting tonight and also tomorrow with fireworks after tomorrow night, and the homestand will conclude leading into the Major League All-Star break on Sunday afternoon at 1:35 with all the regular awesome Sunday afternoon things that the Squirrels have on a weekly basis. Kids run the bases, pregame catch on the field, giveaways, and so forth. So leading into the All-Star break, it's really good to see Pelf and the boys really getting a winning streak together, and hopefully they can continue it over the next 3 days. Mentioning the All-Star break, for the first time ever, MP, for the first time ever, there'll be two former Flying Squirrels.
Helio Ramos, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I never knew how to say his first
name. No, you're saying it right. I'm anglicizing it. You know what to do.
Yeah, so I just called him Ramos. But he's having a heck of a season. He had a home run when we were down at Rickwood when they played the St. Louis Cardinals. It was fun to see him go opposite field home run. And then also Logan Webb, who of all the pitchers that have pitched for the Squirrels over the last 15 years, Webby has had the most success that I can really remember, long-term success, and I'm really happy for him. I saw him down at Rickwood, too, and to a person, every player I saw at Rickwood, Patrick Bailey, Logan Webb, in front of Lou DiBella, said to me, Richmond was my favorite stop along the way, and of course, all the front office people, Ben Rothrock and everybody else, that's always our goal when players come into Richmond, for them to leave Richmond saying that was my favorite stop in the minor leagues.
It's our favorite stop, too. Go out to a game. Got three more chances to catch the Squirrels before the All-Star break, the Major League All-Star break, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. You know, of course, to listen to them on the Fan. Four-game heater for the Squirrels. Not only that, you had a great promotion on Wednesday night with the hot dog candle. People were talking about that, Parney. It was a hit.
Yeah, my oldest daughter, Lindsay, actually called me from, she was traveling to North Carolina. She's like, Dad, one of my friends in Richmond found out about the hot dog candle. Do you have a hot dog candle in your office? And I happen to have one. So the hot dog candle was a great creative idea Caroline Phipps and the Creative Corner came up with on National Hot Dog Day. And I tweeted about this. One of the things that's still in my part-time senior advisor role, I get a lot of pride out of the staff coming together. When I looked out on the field the other day and saw the entire grounds crew dressed up as hot dogs as they were dragging the field, I had a sense of pride that is like a proud grandfather or a proud father. Everybody was really dove into the hot dog concept, and it was really a lot of fun. Fans dressed up as hot dogs, saw people wearing hot dog hats. So, you know, in the middle of a hot stretch here when it's 100 degrees and it's difficult around minor league baseball for people to come out to minor league ballparks in this kind of heat, it was really fun to see that kind of vibe and that kind of involvement and participation from the entire front office staff, but also from the fans as well. So, yeah, the hot dog candle was a hit, although questionable that the hot dog candles smelled good. I won't tell you what Dennis Pelfrey told me it smelled like, but it was questionable. I haven't burned mine because I'm giving it to my daughter, but questionable is what they actually smelled like when you burned them, but certainly a very popular giveaway nonetheless.
I think a lot of show, not a lot of lighting around Richmond. It's going to be a keepsake more than a room freshener. You put it in the bathroom and all right, Megan's here producing the show this morning, Parney. Megan Luck, who produces the Squirrels games many nights and has performed pregame at the Diamond. Are you around on August 5th, Megan, Monday? You don't wake up early, I know that. But we need somebody to come out and be the on-course correspondent.
I might be able to do that.
At the golf tournament.
Okay.
You talk kind of loud. You the golf reporters, they got to go, there's Parney. He's going with the 4-iron.
I think I can do that.
All right, Parney, can we send Megan out on the course to report live from the course?
Well, how about we put Megan with Megan, and we'll have Megs on Megs out on the course.
Megan,
y'all can give us the updates. And then they'll probably be some really good golf shots out there, and there'll probably be some really not good golf shots for you to report on. But that's the beauty of the Have Fun, Go Putt. We're out there to raise money. We're exactly. out there to have fun and go nuts, and that's what's going to happen on August the 5th.
I love it. Three more days to catch the squirrels in town. Have Fun, Go Putt golf tournament, Monday, August 5th. And I want to mention the squirrels on Wednesday. Parnie, I know you and I were texting about this over the weekend, how I dedicated the night to Kat Simons, yeah. Which everybody here was very appreciative of. And just another example yeah. of how you guys are in the community. You know us. We know you. We appreciated you celebrating Kat's life as we've done here on the Odyssey channels and on Mix, of course, all week. So thank you for that. We appreciate yeah. you guys and your community involvement.
Hey, look, we love Odyssey. We love Kat. You know, I can't tell you how many interviews I did with Kat when I got the news. You can hear the quiver in my voice still. Like, it was really, took my breath away. She'll be missed. Her love for people, her love for animals, her love for being on the radio was quite evident in how she lived her life. Anthony Opperman, Sam McCloskey, Megan Engstad, they all came together to come up with that idea and talked to Purcell over there, who's an awesome dude, Purcell Brown. So, you know, we're going to miss her, and it was very appropriate to do that.
It was, and thank you for giving a shout-out to Purcell, because I made the golf tournament announcement, and I haven't told him yet. So he got to learn with everybody else. But I know he'll be on board with us coming out there, going live from the golf tournament. Parnie Time, the podcast. Everywhere you get your podcasts, search Parnie Time. Flying Squirrels in town for three more nights. Get out there tonight, tomorrow, Sunday matinee. I was out there 2 weeks ago for the Sunday matinee, played catch with the kids in the outfield. They had a great time doing that. We bought the Kona ice. We did the things. And, of course, the Have Fun, Go Putt golf tournament on Monday, August 5th. Anything you want to throw on that pile, Parnie? Did I get the job done?
No, you got the job done great. Party Time Podcast, we have Tony Beasley in inning number 4. You missed that one. It was the first one you missed.
It was.
But we actually almost got through an entire inning episode without me or anyone else saying anything that would make Party Time explicit, so I had to take care of that myself. But Tony Beasley is an amazing human being, third base coach for the Texas Rangers, lives in Bowling Green year-round. So make sure you listen to that as well as any of the other innings that we have. As far as the homestand concluding, there's another homestand coming up with the Binghamton for any Mets fans out there. Binghamton Rumble Ponies come to town after the All-Star break, and the team's still doing great as far as attendance. We're in the top 5, I think, nationally. So I can't take that for granted. The job the staff is doing to draw people to the diamond is just off the charts, unbelievably. It should be recognized on a daily basis. Ben Rothrock and the entire staff there just doing an amazing job to be in the top 5 of minor league baseball attendance, whether it's AAA, AA, single A. Just an amazing job by them. Can't say enough great things about the front office staff.
All right, Parnie Time. You've done your time. Say a couple more Hail Marys. You can get out of the church parking lot. Get on with your day. Yeah. Always appreciate you dropping by.
Yeah, people are starting to drive around. I'm like, what is this guy doing in this Tahoe in the parking lot? So I probably should leave before I get in trouble.
There he goes. Parnie, Flying Squirrels, you know where to find him down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At the Diamond for three more nights and right here. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the Mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, so I was just reliving. Hazel just wrote in. I was reliving the Parney did Parney time today from the parking lot of the Catholic Church. Wherever he was, I don't know where he was, to get cell phone signal. Marlon lit up. Same thing about Catholic Church. I grew up, my mom is Catholic, my dad is Protestant, so all the worlds, did them all.
Okay.
The beauty of the Catholic Church, how long does service last?
1 hour.
Never longer.
They wrap it up in an hour. I love that. It is just get in, here's the word of God, get out.
I once was at a Catholic Mass where the priest opened by saying, a lot of you have let me know that last week's service lasted 5 minutes too long, and he genuinely apologized and said, I won't let it happen again. There was full remorse.
Yeah.
Like, it was not a, like, flippant thing. It was like, I'm going to make sure that never happens again. I hear you.
Yeah,
like, the customer is always right.
Yeah, this is my mistake. This should never happen.
I also went to a Protestant church in Kansas, and this dude, he could go the distance. He was a marathon runner. And he would open on football Sundays. You know, football starts at noon there. You got to be ready a little earlier. Yeah, got to be ready a little earlier. And he was, some of you have told me that there's a Chiefs game today. I think implying that I should wrap it up a little sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And to those people, I just want to say that we offer an 8 a.m. service.
Oh. You see, it's interesting, too, because, like, I go to two different churches. One is, like, my Bible study church where I have my friends at and stuff. Mm. The other one is my Sunday morning church.
Yeah.
But occasionally I'll visit the other one on Sunday morning.
Oh.
The Baptist one, ever since COVID and they, like, redid their formatting and stuff, it's, like, a 45-minute service. It's, like, I had a
just
friend.
Just 45? Flat?
Yes. Basically, like, 45-ish.
Church
it's in
light.
That range.
Yes.
And I had a friend, because the other church, their service goes on for like 2-3 hours, because you have an hour of worship, then you have an hour of the service that sometimes runs over, and then they have lunch afterwards. It's like a 3-hour thing.
Oh, lunch after,
and
too.
And so, like, yeah, they feed us. They feed us good.
Oh.
And so one time I had a friend visit the Baptist church, and she's like, man, you guys just like pack everything in. And I'm like, I'm used to it. Like, this is how I grew up. So
it's like when you listen to the podcast at 1.5x, you know, when people listen to MP on the mic, you get all the news very quickly, you know, talk very quickly, get it on fast.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
when I grew up, it was always like 8 to 10 minimum, and 10 was like, I was looking at the clock at 10, and it was 10:30, that's when the preacher says, all right, we're going to take the next 30 minutes to see if anyone wants to join the church. Doesn't matter how many people are coming up or raising their hands. We're just going to wait for you guys.
You think we're bringing this plane in for a landing? But it's a Boeing plane. It ain't never coming down. No, something went wrong with the helium tank. We're never landing this plane.
You open it up for the prayer request, and once you give it to the people, it just goes crazy.
Give it to the people.
We're off the rails.
Never give it to the people.
Have you ever seen that video of like the plane going down, and it looks like it's going to land, but then it just takes right back up? That's exactly the same thing.
There's zero chance of us making this a smooth transition between church services and UFC. So we're just going to do it in as jarring a fashion as possible.
Yeah.
Because Marlon was updating us on this weekend's UFC card before I rudely cut him off to pay the bills.
That's a transition. Megan is checking out. Y'all take over.
Yeah.
Do we have more on the card, or should we skip to slap fighting, which we all learned about today and has left us all shook?
Yeah.
UFC has started a second league called the Slap Fighting League. The Power Slap League.
Power Slap. Yeah.
Explain to us what happens here.
So, two people enter. No.
Sounds like crosstalk.
Yeah. Two people basically enter and just slap the mess out of each other.
Open palm. Slap.
They can't. The person, or I guess I'll call them the slap E. The slap E can't move or flinch, because if they do, they reset everything and they have to They have to just take it. And the slapper as we found out today, we watched a clip, they can't move their feet or do anything like step into it. They just have to plant their feet and slap as hard as they can. And they get a free shot. They get three slaps per the whole, like, I guess, fight round. I don't know, but
perfectly normal society we've got here. you've got a clip for us. Power Slap League. All right, here we go. The Power Slap League.
That's the Power Slap.
Yeah, the people who brought you UFC.
It was a big thing in Russia, and then Dana White was like, "You know what Americans need now, like more than ever." we also might need to switch to a video platform, because just hearing like these meaty slaps,
I kind of don't want to see that. I think the sound was the sufficient amount of Power Slap League for me. We'll keep an eye on the Power Slap League. Marlon, thanks for dropping by. We'll catch you in 10 days.
But I have one more thing to say about UFC.
Bring it on.
The only two things or two fights I would bet on this upcoming weekend or tomorrow are Damon Blackshear and I believe his name is Santos, but
there's a lot of Brazilian guys in the UFC. I'm noticing that nobody knows how to speak the Portuguese.
Yeah,
that's why I went to Portugal. I was like, oh, they speak Spanish. Basically, I can figure this out. Yeah. Incorrect. Incorrect.
You know, people who speak Spanish and Portuguese they have some similar words, so if you speak in like a sentence, you can kind of get it if you speak fluent in either or, but it's not the same.
All right, so we're staying away from the card this weekend.
Yeah, but if you have to bet, it's...
But if you have to!
Yeah. Damon Blackshear and Gene Silva. Gene Silva's fighting Drew Dober, and Drew Dober, if you know Drew Dober, he's a fun fighter to watch. He just gets into like absolute wars, and someone's getting dropped. Usually it's Drew, and then he gets back up and then drops the other guy. So...
Not a stone cold lock though. If you have to play the UFC card. If you have to. That's how you do it.
Gene Silva and Damon Blackshear. Only two parlays.
Hour number two on tap. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Friday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Our guy Marlon swings by to tell us, Marlon's official job here is to teach us about every NFL team, which we're doing in the lead up to this year's season, and we'll get to that. Marlon's other job is to keep us informed about the UFC. We've got a UFC card this weekend, so we should have a busy segment with Marlon. What you need to know is that in the next segment at 10:55, mark it down, at 10:55, we're going to give away tickets to Nitro Cross Racing at Richmond Raceway. We'll tell you about that in the next segment, but Nitro Cross Racing is headed to Richmond Raceway September 7th and 8th. We'll make the call at 10:55 a.m. So if you're around then, set an alarm, stay in your car, whatever you need to do. If you're party, just hang out in that church parking lot for a little while. We'll make the call. We got a pair of tickets. This is our last giveaway of the week. Your last chance to win the Nitro Cross tickets coming in exactly 20 minutes at 10:55. The number to call, of course, will be 833-804-0910. Marlon brought in treats today, which is always appreciated. Megan complains that nobody ever brings in treats when she works. So
it's true.
Marlon's on your good side here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I will note you show up reliably every Monday morning, and I did bring treats on Monday morning.
Did you?
Yes. The oatmeal cream pies. I don't know if you found them in the break room.
Yeah. That was the one day I was off because I had to sub at my other job, and yeah. I talked to Clifford, and he was like, oh, just go to the other job.
Ah.
I'm blaming Clifford.
It's all Clifford's fault. We'll get him in here for a rebuttal later. Tell us what you brought here, Marlon, because this is wild stuff.
So I was in Costco, like, normally, because that's where you can mainly find me. And
love Costco.
Agreed. Love Costco. And I,
by the way, the junkies the other day were running their mouth that BJ's is better.
What?
Yeah. It's disappointing.
It's like the off-brand Costco.
Because I think we have good programming here on the fan.
I think so, too.
It's disappointing to hear takes like that make it through the filtering process.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did see the Costco membership cost is going up from $60 to $65 this coming year. But
inflation.
That wasn't what stood out to me in that story. What stood out to me in that story was that there are 50 million Costco members.
Really?
There are 50 million Costco members, and they all pay $65 a year.
Yeah.
That's $3 billion.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I'm doing those numbers right.
I was wondering why the membership was so cheap, and now that makes sense.
50 million people buy Costco memberships.
But it's like $60,
at $60, which comes out to $3 billion in membership money every year. That's a lot of hot dogs.
A lot of chicken bakes and pizzas, too.
Yeah, no wonder the employees are so happy. Those dollars add up quickly.
Very.
So you went to Costco where they have great stuff. This is VLT. The actual name's foreign. It's from Hong Kong, I think. Megan, you're my expert on all things Asian here. What language is this?
It did say it is from Hong Kong. Yeah. So
it did say, yeah.
Okay.
On the back, I think.
Is that Chinese?
I know more like Korean and Japanese and like Filipino. I don't know as much as Chinese.
They speak Chinese in Hong Kong, it says. So we'll assume this is Chinese lettering here. It's a lemon tea drink.
Mm-hmm.
It caught me off guard because it is both sugary and tart.
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
It's all the flavors mixed into one. But I had it. I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It hits you quick. Yeah. No, I really like it. I always go and get like the most random things at Costco because after I get like the essentials, I'm like, all right, I got some extra money. Let's see what Costco has in store.
Yeah. $3 billion worth of stuff. That's what I learned today.
If you ever look above the shelf, there's you see like shelves on shelves with just plates of like what are they called? Like
the pallets.
Just like extra food.
Yeah.
On
every aisle.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
It's always fresh too. I don't know how they do it. Some kind of voodoo. Stubbs gonna crush one of these too when he comes in.
Let's see what Awad thinks too.
Awad's down at River City Roll today, so he's getting taken care of down there. He's living the good life down there.
Oh, yeah, right.
he'll be just fine.
No lemon tea drink for him.
Exactly. What'd you bring for us today?
All right, so two things. As you said, we're talking about UFC and we're talking about the AFC for football. So first off, we're talking about the AFC West, and we're going to go with Chargers.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Los Angeles Chargers.
New coach this year.
A lot of new coaches this year.
But Jim Harbaugh is a special new coach because he is the defending college football national champion.
Yeah.
The only new coach who can make that claim.
Right?
Yeah.
But in February, they named Mark Trestman, the senior offensive assistant, Sanjay Lay, the wide receiver coach, Rick Minter, the senior defensive assistant, Steve Klinkscale, where do they find these people? Defensive back coach, and about seven more new coaches like added to the line for linebacker, offensive coordinator, offensive line, like tight end coach. Like they kind of changed up the whole staff this year.
Jim Harbaugh's got a good Rolodex. He won a national title. People want to work for somebody like that. It's a good place to work, LA. People want to work in a,
Sunnyside, LA.
It's a low pressure gig. Yeah. In that I don't think there are actual Chargers fans. There aren't a lot of them, at least.
No. They,
just you could, if you have a bad game, it's not like here, you know, DC, New York, Philly, everybody's on you, whole town's sad. The town didn't notice if you had a bad game. And they had a bad season last year, 5 wins last year.
Pretty bad season.
But they have Justin Herbert.
They have Justin Herbert. They also have, they have Easton Stick as a backup QB who's no slouch. He passed for over 1,100 yards
in relief duty last year. I thought he did well.
Really well. And they brought in a new wide receiver. They just signed him the other day, Ladd McConkey, selected 34th overall. Fun fact, I am 4 days older than him.
He's let's go.
Born on November 11th.
How do you spell Ladd?
L-A-D-D.
That's good. You need the second D. That's right. Yeah, that makes sense.
To separate yourself,
What surprised me about the Chargers is tough division, obviously with the Chiefs in the division. Yeah. But the over-under number here is 8.5, which is would be a big jump from 5 if they can hit it. How are we feeling on the Chargers over-under this year, 8.5 wins?
We're actually feeling really good about the over-under, because with these new additions, with these new coachings, a lot of people have the Chargers going, and I wish we had a drum roll or something, but a lot of people have Chargers going 10-7, so I think I'm going to take the over on that.
He's going to pound the over. I think the Broncos will disappoint. I think the Raiders will disappoint. Yeah. Somebody's got to hang with the Chiefs in this division.
Yeah,
I like the call. I think Jim Harbaugh will be good. Y'all know I like Justin Herbert. All right, let's get to the good stuff. UFC this weekend?
Yes, sir. It is
UFC 7 billion. What are we up to now? Yeah.
This is a fight night in Denver.
Fight night.
We are in. Yeah, I'm gonna make a sounder for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Biggest takeaways from this fight night. Ooh, there you go. Biggest takeaways from this fight night are, well, two things. It is Rose Namajunas. She is fighting. She's fighting Tracy Cortez, and Tracy Cortez has a lot of hype around her. She's undefeated in the UFC, and she is a pretty good fighter. And she used to date another UFC star named, oh my gosh, all the names blanking. He fought Alexander Volkanovski and had him in this deep guillotine.
I love that he's looking for the life raft over here. It's not coming. There's no life raft over here.
No, I'm just trying to jog my own memory.
I don't know any of the
Brian Ortega.
That one actually rings a bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. D City. Yeah.
No, you lost me again.
Oh. Well, he.
When you get to Ronda Rousey, I'll be ready.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, her. I remember her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's Namajunas versus Cortez, and it's a very interesting placement because whoever basically wins this fight is looking at title contention, and they want to give it to Tracy Cortez. She's young, she's beautiful as I don't know what. That's another one of her selling points. She's really pretty. I wish if this was like a video show, we could pull up a picture of her.
The limitations of radio.
Yeah, but the biggest two betting lines of this card. This is not a really good card to bet on. We have the first fight or the second fight of the night is against two people who are coming off losses. One of them is just known for being bad. His name is Josh Fremd.
Okay.
And the other, his biggest highlight is knocking himself out on someone's hip.
No.
When he shot a double leg.
No.
So he just ran into someone's hip and then just got concussed.
Oh, that's tough.
And then he lost that fight.
Oh.
So he's fighting, and it's just a kind of a card of people who, of last minute fights and people who aren't known for being that great.
Okay.
So it's not really, it's the biggest coin flip card. You, like, literally, I think yesterday I just went through the entire card and flipped the coin at every person to see who won. Because that's as good as research you can do.
Marlon says take the points. There yeah. you go. We're running up against the yeah. break. Hang around for a second. We'll grab this on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Friday morning. Friday fun show. Fun announcement. We kicked the show off with our guy Parney announced that on August 5th we'll be out at the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament at Hunting Hawk, which should be a ton of fun. That's a Monday morning. The next day, the 6th, is our Live from Blacksburg show. So back-to-back, great shows that week. We're loaded. Once we turn the calendar to August, actually end of May, because we're at Commander's Training Camp, July 29th and 30th, Monday and Tuesday. And then we're in Blacksburg. We're at the golf tournament. Things are about to happen. Stand by for things. That are going to happen, which will make me happy because, you know, people talk about like, oh, this is the busiest summer ever in the world of sports. And like a lot of stuff is going on for sure. And we got Copa America this weekend and the Euros and slap fighting and whatever, you know, Olympics and all these things. But I'll be excited when we get to our bread and butter and we get to football and VCU basketball. We're in the wheelhouse. Crew's here. We're on the regular schedule. We're sprinting. We're having fun. This is fun. That'll be fun. We got to talk baseball, though. I want to go around the majors before I get to Paul Skeens, because the Yankees and the Rays came in for a dramatic finish last night. 5-4 win for the Tampa Bay Rays.
And the catch is made by Caballero with his back to the infield to win the game.
And we're going to have a review.
The Yankees are going to challenge. And we'll hear the voice of Vic Carapazza, the crew chief.
After review, the call on the field is confirmed. Batter's out.
Batter is out. Ball game over. Rays beat the Yankees and win the series 2-1.
Solid done for the Baltimore Orioles there. The Yankees 2 games back of the Orioles. And what do you know? Camden Yards this weekend. The Yankees and the O's. 3-game set to determine who will have pole position coming into the All-Star break. That's going to be some fun baseball. 4:05 tomorrow, 11:35 a.m. on Sunday. Wake up early. Watch Yankees O's, the Euros, Copa America. Good sports day coming on Sunday as the Yankees and O's jostle for position atop the AL East. Mets and the Nats. The Nats were due for, what do you call that? Law of averages. Things level out over time. They're maybe flying a little higher than you would have expected a team of their youth and caliber, too. The Mets have taken care of that. Mets back in the playoffs. New York Mets taking care of business against the Washington Nationals yesterday.
And the 1-0 driven in the air to the gap in left center. It's in for a hit. It's going to clear the bases. 1-in. 2-in. Lindor racing to the plate. He scores standing. 3 runs in on a double by Brandon Nimmo.
So hot right now, Brandon Nimmo. That Brandon Nimmo, he's so hot right now. New York Mets sweep the series against the Nats. 3-game set. Nats against the Brewers. As they go into the All-Star break, when we talk to you on the other side of the All-Star break, it'll be time to sprint down the stretch here. Mets have a shot at the playoffs right now, 47-45. They face the Colorado Rockies this weekend in New York, and then they'll grab the Yankees on the other side of the All-Star break. Yankees and Braves awaiting them. Going to be a telling week. When we get back on the air, we'll, of course, have all of that for you. But all of baseball is talking about what happened last night with the Pittsburgh Pirates, who have the best thing to happen to baseball in a really long time. Paul Skeens, who was the star at LSU in the College World Series, has, you know, just dominant pitching stuff. He throws 100. He just fast-tracked his way to the major leagues, skipped all the minor league levels, basically. Got to the majors, has been dominant ever since, was in Milwaukee yesterday. Here's Paul Skenes toeing the rubber for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Here's a 1-0 to Frelick. Swinging a bouncer on to third. Hayes gloves, throw to first, got him. 7 no-hit innings for Paul Skenes in Milwaukee. On this Thursday afternoon, the all-star rookie of the Pirates getting applause from the Brewers fans. That's how well he has pitched today.
7 innings, 21 batters, 21 outs, 0 hits. You applaud the visiting pitcher when he's dominating like that. That's what you go to the ballpark to see. And Paul Skenes is the show as he goes around the majors right now. But that was it. 7 innings, no hits. He didn't come back out for the 8th. Had thrown 99 pitches. And here's Pirates manager Derek Shelton said it wasn't about the pitch count, but he looked tired out there.
He was tired. It really didn't have anything to do with the pitch count. Everybody makes it about pitch counts. It was about where he was at. It was about trusting your eyes, trusting him. When I went and talked to him after that, I mean, he was tired. They did a good job of wearing him down, and, I mean, he gave us everything he had.
That's Paul Skenes' manager, Derek Shelton. And I don't know that Skenes is going to love hearing that he was tired. You know he wanted to finish the job. Big questions for baseball here, because one of the things you want is you want to watch a no-hitter, a complete game, a dominant performance. One of the things the teams want is to keep these young arms healthy, right, and not lose Paul Skenes to Tommy John or to fatigue. Coming off of a busy college season, you don't have a situation like this all the time. So when you do, it's extra notable. A guy who's a rookie, who's pitching at the College World Series, and now this quickly is ready to make that leap to the majors to dominate major league hitting. Total package, right? Has the famous girlfriend too, Livy Dunn, the gymnast at LSU. He's got the unique look with the facial hair. This is, baseball's got everything they want right now. Shohei Ohtani, incredible, transcendent international star. Paul Skenes, dominant American pitcher. You've got your best teams playing good baseball, the Yankees and the Mets. Baltimore Orioles, a great market team with a ton of young talent. And yet, it's just kind of unsatisfying when he only pitches 7 of the 9 innings. 9-inning baseball game. Paul Skenes dominated for 7 of them, and then he's gone. And they took him out. 1-0 Pirates win. It'd be a real meltdown in Pittsburgh today if they had blown that one. It's tough. The game has changed. A complete game, 120-pitch outing, they say, back in the day, it was less taxing than a 7-inning, 99-pitch outing today, because the focus is how hard can you throw? Can you hit 100 on every pitch? It's less about precision. And for the batters, it's home run or strike out. They're seeing more pitches. The launch angles, the velocity, all those things. And I'm not blaming analytics. I'm just saying baseball solved a lot of its problems when it went to the pitch clock. When they decided that, we need to keep these games quick, keep them moving. But it's tough because we know what baseball is. We've seen baseball for years. That wasn't baseball. It was 7 great innings, and then you leave unsatisfied. Because could he have done it? Could he have thrown a no-hitter in his rookie season with the Pittsburgh Pirates? Paul Skenes, he might start the All-Star game. I'd be kind of disappointed if he doesn't start the All-Star game at this juncture. And yet, 7 innings, he's out. You're used to it in the minors with the Squirrels, certainly, right? That's the deal. That's a developmental league. This guy's pitching 5 innings tonight, period. Doesn't matter how he does. He's not pitching the 6th inning. But at the majors, it's tough to watch that happen and not, you want to see, can he finish the job? And we didn't get a chance to see if Paul Skenes could finish the job. I'm not mad at anybody. You're not mad at Paul Skenes. He's throwing heat. That's what he does. You're not mad at the Pirates or protecting their young investment. Not mad at baseball as a whole. You're trying to win any way you can. But there's an existential problem here when your star isn't doing the whole game. There's no other sport where the star doesn't play the whole game. You know, in basketball, they sub out for a bit. In hockey, they take line shifts. Football, they sub in and out. But the stars are out there in the big moments. And right now, your star pitchers aren't out there in the big moments in Major League Baseball. I'm sure we'll hear plenty of that going into next week's All-Star break in Texas, where I'd be surprised if Paul Skenes doesn't start at this point. An absolutely incredible season for him. I said I wanted to mention a little college basketball. Matt Harris on Twitter, he charted the top 150 transfers this year in the portal. They've all landed at their spots. The SEC was the big winner. They gained a net 25 elite basketball players. A-10 lost 5 of the top 150 players to transfers, got 2 transferring in. So their net was minus 3. Essentially, you're seeing the talent move from the minors to the majors, and you're seeing people adjust to that, right? You're seeing VCU go after kids who maybe could have signed with bigger schools, and they're saying, hey, come play here for a year, then make your move on up. It's the farm system of basketball right now. I'm curious who the two are in the A-10, because it doesn't say. The three, it could be Robbie Avila, I think, for sure, Indiana State to St. Louis. Probably Posh Alexander, St. John's to Dayton would be my guess. But Jack Clark, Clemson to VCU, I think he's in the running to be an impact transfer for sure. When we come back on the other side, you can open wide for some soccer. We'll talk soccer one more time in the Summer of Soccer Copa America and Euro Finals on tap this weekend. Want to get into Jaden Daniels' busy week, and we'll wrap things up with some hot dog talk in light of the Squirrels giving out a hot dog candle last night. That's all ahead. It's MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.